Okay. Am I close enough?
That's fabulous right there.
Okay.
Okay. You ready, Toppy?
Yep.
Okay. Hello, Kathy Marshall. Are you there?
I am there.
And this is That Peter G. And we are the curators. Is that the right word? Really? gmail.com, and I will get that out to you. And thank you, everyone, for playing the final So-So Question Month.
Yes, thank you.
All right.
Congratulations.
Well, I didn't get to officially pass on the banner of being last year's winner. Was it last year I won, or was the
year before? Yeah, it was last year.
What? I didn't know that. No, you could. Did you win? Did you really win last year?
I did, yeah.
What was your So-So question?
I don't even remember. You could tell me. I don't know.
I can tell you what it was. Let's see, 2018. I think you were caller number one, and it was toilet paper over or under.
That's right.
And what we learned from that is that Big Fatty attributes that to why he never got married.
Wow. That didn't take much, huh? You got
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Okay, am I close enough?
That's fabulous.
Fatty attributes that to why he never got married.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 3130. The BFO for Thursday, the 6th of February, 2020. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my day and more so-so questions. Yes, Big Freddy. Travelers, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, you're travelers. You're travelers today because y'all, were you aware that on Hump Day, Miss Bacon, traveled down to the Orlando, Big Fatty. And y'all, I think she's going to Rat World at some point. Y'all, she's never been to Rat World. And I think she even said on the Twitter she had never been to the Flow Rida. But anyway, so Miss Bacon, give our best to the rats while you're down there. And anyway, but y'all, y'all also travels today because y'all, Big Fatty is off. Y'all, I am off to the Metropolis. Y'all, I'm gonna just stay one night there, and then I'm gonna get up for right morning and head on into Atlanta. Y'all, this is the weekend that we are going to be clearing out the Hat Cave, making our final donations, and having different groups come by and pick up furniture and all that we were unable to sell. And y'all, we've got a dumpster coming. Fatty. And we're just going to clear it all out. It's just time. And y'all, I'm going to stay at the Hat Cave. It'll be my last visit there. So I thought for the sentimental journey, as the orange hat used to say, I'm going to do that. Later tonight I'll get to see, Chris, and, go over to the Capri Lounge and see all of the good folks over there. And yes, McFaddy, and then, stumble back to your room. It's true. And, we'll, see if there are any gentlemen callers. Big Freddy, that would just be lovely. Yes, it would.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Happy birthday. Yeah, good to see y'all today. Today, the 6th of February, y'all, is a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, I've met this person many times. Many of those times were at the Metropolis of the Republic. And I've also spent time with him down there at Pride 48 in New Orleans. y'all, and I don't know if I have this right or not, but I believe that he was responsible for Big Fatty cutting onions on the little show the very first time. Big Fatty! Y'all, he's the other half of, or his other half is a gay rib with two auras. Y'all, it is none other than DJ Ron. Oh, Big Fatty, we love DJ Ron. It's true, we do indeed. And y'all, if you get a chance to meet DJ Ron, he's just one of the nicest people that you will ever want to meet. So y'all, if you see, I know he is on the Twitty. I don't know about the Facebook, because you know I'm not on there. But y'all, if you see DJ Ron on the Twitty, or the FaceSpace, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope that Gary with two R's make sure that he gets a big old piece of cake. Yes, Big Fatty!
Happy birthday!
Happy music, that's true. Y'all, it's supposed to be raining today in Charleston and in Augusta, so I may be moist. I may be moist a bit. Fatty, we don't need to hear about you having bladder control problems. But anyway, y'all, after I talked to you yesterday, young Nicholas stopped by, and it was nice to visit with him for a little bit, and y'all, then I spent the evening, y'all, I just caught up on things on the TV machine and slept very well. I'm not going to mention Whitman Tinker's name, because if I do, he'll come visit. But y'all, he just hadn't been around. Evidently, he is visiting little Logan, the number two fan of the BFOs, my Northeast straight daddy. Y'all, let's see, y'all woke up about 7:30 a.m. in the morning on hump day, and I said, no, and I rolled back over, and I got out of the bed about 9 a.m. in the morning, maybe 9:20, and I got up and had my coffee and read the newspaper. I was not going to have time to do my long nipple walk, simply because I was meeting, as I do on Wednesdays, Miss Kitty and his favorite dancing girl, Olive, at the famous toastery. Y'all, we had a lovely, brunch, and what else? Oh, and y'all, I had the country... Benedict, Big Fatty, was it spelled, it was not spelled C-U-N-T, but y'all, it's the biscuit with country ham and scrambled eggs on top, and then it's covered in sausage gravy, and it comes with the Brofkus potatoes, and y'all, it was just lovely. It was Cobb filling, though. And, y'all, after that, I went to the Von's East. Yes, Big Fatty! Can you hear that? Can you hear it? Yes, Big Fatty, we hear it! Y'all, as I do on Wednesdays, went to the Von's East. Now, y'all, I'm heading out of town, so I did not buy very much, but they had a few things. Y'all, they had the... Y'all, the Ziploc bags where the hefty. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, that's the size clothing you wear. No, that's Husky. Oh, y'all, they had the hefty slider bags. Y'all, the slider bags, I really like them. And they're much easier to close and all. But y'all, they had the the value size boxes of them. Two, I say chew for $5. So I got some quart size ones and some gallon size ones. Y'all, they had the Von's East American Singles cheese slices extra thick. Betty, you like them extra thick? Well, the cheese slices anyway. They were on sale, so I got a package of those. Y'all, they had the Coca-Cola, the little bitty tiny cans of Coca-Cola. It was buy two, get one free, six packs, and so I got three of those. Y'all, the one thing I definitely wanted to get is, y'all, they had that tzatziki sauce, you know, that you put on the gyro sandwiches. Y'all, when I was cleaning out the freezer a while back, I found that I had another package of that gyro meat that I bought at the Sam's Club. So I got some of that. I'm going to have that when I get back to town. Y'all, they had my favorite blueberry morning Brufka cereal, buy one, get one free. So I got one of those. And y'all, they had cube steak on sale. So I picked up a package of that. Y'all, that's all I got. That's it. Well, I got 1,400 steps in there. Y'all, I only spent $22.03, but I saved $14.24. Yes, Big Freddy! And y'all, then on my way home, y'all, since I'm heading out of town this morning, I went ahead and filled up old Ruby Red with petroleum. Y'all, I couldn't believe it. I pulled up $1.99 a gallon. Big Freddy, it's been forever since it's been that low. It's true, and I'm sure I'm the envy of all of you, or many of you, Big Freddy. So, y'all, I was very, very pleased. $1.99. Well, I'll just go ahead. And y'all got home and unpacked my groceries and put a few things together that I'm going to be taking with me to Hatlanta. And y'all, then I said, you know what? I'm off for the Nepal walk. And y'all, I went out and I've already gotten my steps in. Y'all, Chris from Tennessee, from New Jersey, from Tennessee, and Bill in St. Louis. Yes, we fed it. He's the number one. He's the Grover Cleveland number one fan. It's true. they were both saying, oh, we wanted to be your Apple Snack watch friend, so we could see when you were on your nipple walks and when you were sitting on the special chair or when you were emptying your colon. Y'all, I don't know what all but y'all, I'm kind of glad I canceled it. Anyway, y'all, while I was out on my nipple walk, I got a text message. Big Freddy, you mean an iMessage? It's true. I don't mind iMessages. As long as they're blue, I'm fine. If they're green, that's a text message. It costs me money. Duckies. But y'all, I got a message from Durwood saying that he thoroughly enjoyed Bacon Theater, especially the second act. He thought it was just lovely. And y'all, that's pretty much been my day.
It's February So-So Question Month. It's February So-So Question Month. Come on, Big Fatty listeners, and call, comment, or email the BFO with a so-so question for that Peter G. and Kathy Marshall's contest in February. Because we're tired of the good questions, and we're ready for the mediocre ones. It's February So-So Question Month. Come on, do something. Get off your ass.
Yeah, that's it. Y'all, that, of course, is Digga. And Digga, thank you so much for that totally original, never been used before, and quite frankly, just uninspiring bumper. Big Fatty, he didn't even do half-ass job on that. Well, you know, it is So-So Question Month. Y'all, we got some e-lettered So-So Questions, y'all, for Mr. Tim Kumal. You know, he's the host of the Mr. Tim Kumal Show, starring the number three fan of the BFO, that Francie 57. Yes, fantastic, Betty, the Ed McMahon of the Tim Kumon Show. It's true. Tim writes, he says, dear Big Fatty, when you take Ruby Red to the dealership for service, is the complimentary coffee the kind that sits on the burner getting stale in the pot, or do you have one of those coffee machines that makes a fresh cup on demand? Also, do they offer the complimentary popcorn? Nothing sounds as delicious as a cup of stale coffee and popcorn. Good, right? And finally, do you drink the free coffee because you're a cheap ass and feel like you're getting your money's worth for the cost of the service? Much love. Tim Kumal. Well, first of all, Tim, thank you so much for the, well, it was a triple play there, I believe. Kathy Marshall and Peter G may have to decide if that's one, two, or three questions. It's all in one e-letter, but I think we've got to, three questions there. Let's just give the judges a little bit of time to lock in their answers. Well, Tim, first of all, there is nothing more so-so that I can think of just off the top of my head than complimentary coffee and popcorn at the car dealership. That is about as so-so as it gets. But to answer the question, they do not have the giant giraffe of coffee. They do have the little K-cups. So you can make your own coffee. The last time I went, they had added a little popcorn machine. Now, it's not the microwave popcorn. It's one of those little, it looks like a little carnival cot. The popcorn was, it looked like it had been sitting there for a while. There's something about popcorn in those carnival cots that is just lovely. Do I have any? I have not had any of the popcorn. But every time I go, I do not have a cup of coffee. Many times I've poured me a cup of coffee here at the house, at the villa, and take it with me. But I think I may have had a cup of the Swiss Miss Big Fatty. Y'all, another so-so question here. Y'all, this one from that Joe in Dallas. Big Fatty, where is he from? I'm not 100% sure, but anyway, he says, do you have any other condiments you dislike as much as the mayonnaise? Well, first of all, Joe, thank you so much for this. And really, there is one thing more so-so than dealership popcorn and coffee, and that's the mayonnaise. And Joe, there is no other condiment on the face of the earth worse than the mayonnaise. Big Fatty, you can say that again. Joe, there is nothing more worse? Big, oh dear Gussie. In fact, y'all, somebody sent me a picture. I don't remember who did this. It was a cocktail. It was called the tapeworm, and it was a cocktail, and it had I don't know, some different things in it, but y'all, they then squirted mayonnaise in it, so it looked like worms in it. Big Fatty, that's what it looks like coming out, too. Anyway, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there now at the now-defunct Lotzalin. Kathy Marshall was on there. And, Kathy, what do you think about the mayonnaise?
Okay, am I close enough?
That's fabulous.
Fatty attributes that to why he never got married.
Oh, absolutely. If you like mayonnaise, you're off my dance card.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one. Yes! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.